very much. Good morning. Good morning. Nice to be here today, or any day for that matter. But this is a special day because it's Sunday. Praise the Lord. What we'd like to do is three things mainly. We want to give you kind of just a brief review as to where we have been in Africa and show kind of a brief clip so you get an idea of what the Lord has been doing. We have seen him do some awesome, tremendous things in Africa. We've been in Namibia, Kenya, and Malawi. The last term was in Malawi. That's in Southeast Africa, kind of, pretty much. And then we have a shift into Chi Alpha. That just happened while we were on furlough, and we came on furlough back in June, well, 2 years ago, June 2014. And so it was the latter part of 2014 that the Lord began to stir in our hearts to think about Chi Alpha. Chi Alpha means basically reconciling student, or Christ ambassadors is what it means. And the theme verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19 and 20, be reconciled to God. And so that's the that is the foundation. Chi Alpha is the Assemblies of God campus ministry, reaching students where they are, because typically students will not, on the whole, look for a church wherever they are attending their university. So we're going after them. Just like God came to earth to come after us, now we are going after them for the glory of God. Amen. Revival is coming. Amen. Indeed it is. Because the Holy Spirit is breathing that into our hearts and our minds, and we are getting prepared for such. And so we are glad to be a part of what you want to do to see Chico. Chico is hard. It's one of the least attended cities. Well, let me back up a little bit. You will find Chico, I think it's number five, on the least amount of people that would attend a church on any given Sunday across America. So Chico's a nice place to live, but there are spiritual darknesses, strongholds of evil, of liberalism, of indifference, apathy, materialism, witchcraft, immorality, alcoholism. These are the enemies that we are fighting at Chico State and right here in our own city. And they don't come down by my might or power or anybody else's, but they only come down by the might and power of our living God, the blood of the Lamb, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the Word in the name of Jesus. And so we want to see God make a name for himself in Chico, because this city was actually founded by John and Annie Bidwill. Annie was a tremendous Christian. John was certainly influenced by her. But I would like to see Chico brought back to Christian heritage, biblical heritage, the way it's supposed to be from the very beginning, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So what we'll do first, we will show this clip on Malawi, and then we will go from there. Amen. Hey, thank you very much. I'm going to start out with a verse out of 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. It's the redemption of God for us through the eternal blood of the Lamb. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. And this is a foundational text. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. It says this. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. And let me go to 20. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. And through him you believe in God who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Amen. That's the foundation of our life. It's the redemption of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb. I say that because unless we approach our life, if we approach it in any other way, we will be found lacking, ineffective, weak, and the devil will chew us to bits and pieces. But in our Christian life, as we go forward, whatever it is that God has for us to do, and our foundation is rock solid on the blood of the Lamb, That's where God can work in your life and through your life and through us to accomplish his high and holy purpose. We need God desperately in Chico, California, America, today, and everywhere else for the glory of his holy name. Let's stand for just a moment and we'll pray, and then we'll continue for a few more minutes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this awesome day that you have made, that you have prepared for us. I ask a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon your people here in Chico, this your church right here, and through us all in Chico, California, and California itself. We ask for your strength, your wisdom, your quickening. We ask for fresh wind and fire from the Holy Spirit. We ask that you would shed your love abroad anew in our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit, a love that knows no defeat, a love that knows no fear, but just goes on forward for the glory of your holy name. Be pleased, Lord God, make your name known today to your precious people. And I pray that they would be edified and strengthened in the faith. Save their families if there's any lost loved ones represented here. Come upon them today, tonight, tomorrow, and work in them in their spirit, their soul, and their body by the blood of Jesus, and loosen them from the bondages of unbelief, lust, and pride, and the dumb things that would keep us from you, Lord God. Loosened by the eternal blood. We thank you. We commend this time to you, Heavenly Father. Glorify your name, because only your name is to be glorified. And the blood and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Redemption, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the love of God. Those are three things that we just want to, let me add one more, intercession. Or the weapons of our warfare. Just four words or phrases that we just want to encourage you with today, beginning with our time in Malawi. My wife and I, and this is the one scripture here, redemption in 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. I will put Acts 1:8 is there. Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And Jesus said, wait until in the city until you are endued or clothed with power. And then the disciples were to be filled and then sent out to be witnesses unto Jesus. Please, in this day, contemporary day in which we live, the Holy Spirit is not old-fashioned. The Holy Spirit is God eternal, and we need the Holy Spirit more now than ever before, in my opinion, comparing it to the first century, because there's more people that need him today than in the first century. I would beg if you seek him and ask Jesus to fill you anew with the Holy Spirit, for he is the power, he is the strength, he is our helper that sees us through every day, in the name of Jesus. Because the devil, the enemy of our soul, haggles us with worry, anxiety, fears, and all kinds of other things so that our soul becomes weary, and as a result, we become ineffective. Whereas the Holy Spirit, who is life himself through Jesus, by him sending him to us, then he gives us the strength to do and to be what he has called us to do and to be. Seek to be filled anew with the Holy Spirit every day, because that's where the life is. It's not in us. It's not in this world, certainly. It is only found in him for the glory of his holy name. And that's where we will experience the humility and the humble power of God to be what he has called us to be for the glory of his holy name. So the redemption, the Holy Spirit, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or of the flesh, but mighty in God for the demolishing or the pulling down of strongholds. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6. And then Psalm 63 is the love of God. Because his love is better than life, my lips will praise him. Those are the four texts that I'm using today. Praise the Lord. So that we should be about an hour on each one. Is that okay? I don't think, my wife and I will be the last ones. I think so. Amen. But I'm putting that out there so you can study and look at those as the Holy Spirit would help you with that. But that's where I am today. The redemption of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, the weapons of our warfare, we need to use them. And that's primarily intercession and the Word of God. And then the love of God is better than life. And the love of God is what protects, preserves, and keeps us from the nonsense of our sinful nature and the enemy of our soul, the devil himself. And we are in a war. If you don't know that, today, you know that. We are in a tremendous spiritual war, and the war is over the souls of men. And the devil is trying to wreak havoc with our own faith and make us ineffective. The only way we can overcome is by the blood and by the Spirit and by the Word. Amen. All right, Malawi, as you saw some pictures there, my wife and I were there in 2010 to 2014. That was our fourth term with the Assemblies of God as far as world missions is concerned. So we arrived September of 2010, and a few months into that term, we realized that the warfare was up several notches as what we were used to in the other countries where we had been serving. Malawi is, if you can remember the map, where there's a map way back there, you can look at it later on. It's in South Africa is to the bottom. Mozambique is up from South Africa on the east coast, and then Malawi comes down into Mozambique, and then right above Malawi is Tanzania. And so that is where we were for a few years. Witchcraft has been there probably for centuries, and it's called the Warm Heart of Africa for the climate and the hospitality of people, but underneath is a tremendous war that goes on every day. Witchcraft is quite common. Basically, witchcraft is this. You may not be too familiar with it living here in Chico, or you may be very well familiar with it. It's basically people who give themselves over to the devil, and then demons operate through those people to bring curses of sickness, disease, wreak havoc, and then ultimately death on a person's life. And we have seen that, and I have heard that happening there in Malawi, Africa, other places, and certainly here in America. I would be of the opinion, you need to be careful if you have kids or grandkids about all the nonsense with Harry Potter books and whatnot. Basically, those are books that would help kids to become wizards and practice this witchcraft stuff, among other things that are out there. It looks nice and cute, but underneath, the subtleness of witchcraft is invading America. With the demonic stuff, the zombie world, and all this vampire rubbish. That's all from the pit of hell. It's nonsense. And so we as the church, what are we going to do? Oh, how cute, how nice. Fangs dripping with blood. That's demonic. And we need to stand against this kind of stuff that is destroying our kids and the youth of America in the name of Jesus. They can't stand for themselves. They don't know. They're trapped by the devil himself, so they need someone that will stand in the gap like Jesus did for us at Calvary and like he is standing in the gap for us in prayer. And so as the Holy Spirit moves upon our lives, begin to engage in the intercession and pray God's presence into their lives and God to raise up a standard of righteousness against these things that are attacking the young people of today. We're in a war. And the devil, he doesn't play nice, and his desire is to kill everybody. He doesn't care how it is done, but he wants to kill everybody. That's what's going on over in Syria, Iraq, and Iran with ISIS and Islam. Their agenda is nothing but murder. If they don't care who it is, they will even murder their own kind. And then the devil is behind all of that. So what is this, a message on fear? No, it's a message on let's put on the armor, let's get with God and use our weapons by the redemption of Jesus, and let's see God come in and destroy the works of the devil and souls be set free and saved for the glory of his holy name. Back to Malawi. So my wife and I were there, and we noticed that the level of witchcraft was quite intense and very, very oppressive. And so the Holy Spirit quickened us, as he did some others at the college. We were primarily involved with Bible college ministry, and we began to pray an hour a day at the university, at the college over there in Malawi, Lilongwe, Malawi, intercession, and it was impressed upon our hearts, target witchcraft, Islam, and immorality. And so we did that. We began to intercede an hour every day with a group of students. There was probably about anywhere from 6 to 12 of us that engaged against the enemy on a daily basis, and then we would pray on our own as well at our back at our house, and they on their campus, in their rooms. And so we begin to pray, interceding for God to come in and destroy these works of the devil. If we don't pray, who will? If we don't use our weapons, who will? And so we went after it in the name of Jesus by the redemption of Christ. And so it's like that. I was reminded of the verses in Ezekiel 22, verse 30, it says God was looking for someone, a man or a woman, to stand in the gap so he wouldn't have to destroy the land. But he didn't find anybody back in Ezekiel's day. And then it also says in Isaiah 59, verse 16, God was appalled that nobody was intervening. And so there's people being destroyed on a daily basis in Malawi because of the nonsense and the demonic activity of witchcraft. And so God began to stir our hearts, and then we begin to stand in the gap. Let's fight in the name of Jesus. And fight we did. And so day after day, week after week, month after month, we were praying down the strongholds of witchcraft. We left for furlough 2014. We came back June. But prior to that, we were in March 2014. We were with a pastor, a dear friend of mine, Pastor Benson, planting a church just right outside of Lilongwe, country church, adobe brick, 10 houses and 10 roofs, that kind of thing. No electricity, banana trees. I'm just trying to paint a picture in your mind as far as the surrounding area there. It's lovely. and we were with him one more time before we left for furlough. And he came back. He says, hey, can you come back on Monday and pray over my crops, that kind of thing? I says, yeah, sure, because they're doing the best they can to make a living. And so after we prayed for his crops and property and that kind of thing, I asked him this. I says, hey, Benson, by the way, how's witchcraft in your area? And he said, you know, about 3 or 4 years ago, I could take you to 8 places in our larger vicinity, our residential area, where witches lived. But today, there's 0. True story. Praise the Lord. He did say this. He says, yeah. But not long ago, across the river from where he lived, he says, yeah, there was a young man that had an encounter with a witch. Something happened. I don't know what it was. The witch got upset, put a curse on him. Soon after that, he began to develop a problem in his abdomen. And it was a swelling type of a situation going on. And so he goes to a clinic and to try to find out, hey, what's going on with my life here? And they said, basically, we don't know what your problem is. And they sent him home. Shortly after that, he died because of a curse of witchcraft upon his life. Benson shared that with me. And then immediately, he and I went into a season of intense intercession, just praying right there in front of his house against a strong man of witchcraft, murder, death, and this blasphemous work of the devil in that area. And so after several minutes passed, we felt better. I go home, and the next morning I get a text on my phone from Benson. The witch is dead. I thought, what on earth? And so I call up Benson, and I said, hey, Benson, what's going on? He says, last night I had a dream. As you and I were praying, on one side, the other side, the witch was shrinking. And then to the point of vanishing and gone, no more. God intervened. It's time for the church to fight. We in America, we have not fought. We have not fought. That's why the homosexual agenda is where it is today. That's where we have like Chico State University, students by the thousands who are so convinced of Darwinism, evolution, there is no God, atheists, agnostics, all the rubbish from the pit of hell is there, and that's what they believe is the truth. Because we as the church have not fought in the name of Jesus. Lord God, visit us once again and make your name known so that America will shake in your glorious presence. And the students' souls will be convicted to the core, and they will begin to cry out, Lord God, be merciful to me, a sinner, for the glory of his holy name. So this is what we need today, a crying out to God. Church will not do it. A weekly meeting will not do it. It's you and I daily in our homes giving ourselves over to God into prayer. Lord God, forgive us where we need forgiveness. Quicken us. I have failed many times myself. And so I am saying to you, please, together, let's notch it up several steps into crying out to God so that God will visit once again. God does not operate without the prayers of the saints, which is absolutely astounding. I don't know why he chose to do that, but he did. But the more you and I give ourselves to prayer, the more God will pour out his presence and we will see souls saved for the glory of his name. Caiapha. So as we came home on furlough, God began to quicken our hearts in the name of Jesus. I may have to have my wife finish this message. I don't know. Praise the Lord. Do you have any water, please? We came home. We didn't know what to do. We knew there was a change that was going to happen, but we didn't know what that would mean. So my wife, we begin to pray and call on God. Says, God, we don't know what to do. You got to help us. And so he began to put into our hearts the thought, Chi Alpha. What? No. Chi Alpha. Okay. Chi Alpha. And so he just kept putting that there. In the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, because she and I are no longer 24, 25, 30. We thought, this is funny. This is interesting. But God, he's not so much concerned with age as a willing heart. Thank you very much. So we said, yes, Lord, we will do whatever you would have us to do for the glory of your name. And so the last year applying and proceeding ahead with Chi Alpha for the glory of his name. And God has brought us this far, and we are very close to the budget being raised so that we can get on campus this fall for the glory of God. So what's the agenda? What's the intent? The intent is to bring God's presence there by the power of the Holy Spirit so students can have an encounter with the living God. Amen. Chico State is the second oldest university in California. 1887. We have 46 nations that are represented. 50% of the student body of about 17,000 come from Northern Cal. 20 plus percent Central, and then another 20% or so Southern Cal, and then a few from other nations for the glory of God. All right. It wasn't long ago when a lady was praying for us, and she said this, as you have gone to the nations, I'm bringing the nations to you. Praise the Lord. And so that's what we are, simply going by his grace, by his might, and by his power for the glory of God. What we need more than anything else is intercessors, because the enemy is not the president. The enemy is not instructors. The enemy are not students. The enemy is satanic power, rebellion, pride, lust, alcohol. These are the enemies that we are battling, among other things. And so the only way they come down is by God's power. Jesus said, unless you first bind the strong man, how can you plunder him? And so that's where you come in. As you begin to intercede, crying out to God, God, we need your presence there. We pray your presence to go before the McGaffeys and others that will be there working in your name. We ask that your presence to go before them to burn up the enemy in the spirit realm round about, so the souls on the ground can be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And so that's what we need. We need the prayers of the saints for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. The love of God is what keeps us. Psalm 63, verse 3. Because his love is better than life, it says there, my lips will praise him. All right? So, the enemy, what he does is to cause us to be anxious, fearful, distracted, weary, so that we are not given over to prayer as we ought to be. All right, so what's the solution there?
as we meditate, and what you're doing is very good, the Psalms, as we meditate specifically on something like Psalm 63, where it says his love is better than life, then that encourages, strengthens, and edifies, and it causes us to unite our heart to be one with the Lord. Yeah, your love is better than anything. I want all of you, God. And then it's more easy to get ourselves to prayer as opposed to not meditating on him. So give yourself to the love of God by the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can use our weapons, so that God's presence will come, so that people will be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Amen. We've got prayer cards back there. Please take a few if you like. And there's, I think we have a book you can sign in that book to be an, if you want to be on our intercessory prayer list, we will sign you up and give you updates accordingly. Praise the Lord. So you're blessed because my voice is wearing out, and so I'm going to stop. But we just want to encourage you in the faith. Be all for Jesus. Night is nearly here. Indeed, Christ is coming back soon. But give your all to prayer. Whatever you do each day, make sure you pray and intercede. Pray, worship God first, and then intercede for the lost. Let me just give you some ideas what to pray for as far as intercession. Pride, lust, rebellion, these are strongholds. The lust of the flesh, the eye, and the pride of life, that is the core of the devil. That's his nature. And that's what sinful nature is. That's what we inherited because of the fall. All right, so these are the main obstacles and the walls, so to speak, that keep people from God. So as you intercede, pray, Lord God, demolish the strongholds of lust of the flesh, the eye, and the pride of life in my life, in our kids, in our families, at the students here at Chico State. Demolish also witchcraft. Pray against witchcraft. Demolish human and drug trafficking. Demolish the homosexual agenda. That's from the pit of hell. There is, God made male and female straight out. It's there. It's in the book. It's all through Genesis to Revelation. Are you being harsh? No, I'm just being truthful. Don't play around with the nonsense of the, don't worry about being politically correct. It doesn't matter. We stand before the holy living God one day. I give an account to him, not to show social media in the name of Jesus. Be strong, but be gracious. Be full of grace and truth so you can handle these things that are opposing the church today. But never apologize for the work of the gospel. Never apologize for the blood of Jesus. Never apologize for the power of the Holy Spirit. For it's by the grace of heaven that we have eternal life. And be strong in his love and his grace. And see what God can do through you in these last days for the glory of your holy name. Gambling is another one. Pornography is another one. These are strongholds of Satan that need to be demolished in California. Pray against them every day. And then also pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, because he's the one that brings life, no one else. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Scott. I'm going to stop there. Amen.
Amen. I know what that's like when your voice is going out, but we are going to pray. So, yes, let's thank him. And just a word of encouragement. Last month as a board, we decided to support Dan and Oreen. So as a church, we are already supporting our campus missionaries on the campus. And let me tell you, this has been a prayer. How many of you went to Chico State? Anybody here? All right. How many of you have had kids or grandkids go to Chico State? Amen. Let me tell you, we have a vested interest in seeing the gospel. And listen, I am thankful for the campus ministries that are there, but somebody had said, well, isn't there enough campus ministries there? I said, you know what? We need a spirit-filled campus. Not that they don't have the spirit, but spirit-empowered. We need these kids not just to get knowledge of the gospel. They need to experience the power of Christ. Amen? Because that is, even as he's saying, is what's going to break the strongholds. You know, there's a lot of people that have the social gospel. Oh, yeah, I love Jesus, and I love my boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. You know, there's no real difference, and we need to see life change. So I'm excited, and I loved hearing your story of God calling you, because I would imagine I would be in the same boat, like, wait a minute, we're not in the age. You probably went to the thing, and all these Chi Alpha leaders are a lot younger, and you're thinking, what's going on? But you know what? If God called, there's a reason for it. And I believe that that our campus needed some seasoned missionaries that know how to break strongholds. And so I don't think, you know, thank God for the 20-something-year-old Chi Alpha ministers, but you know what? Thank God for the ones that have fought some battles, that know that victory is possible, and not just gathering people together for pizza and soda. So I'm thankful for them. And listen, we already took the offering. If you feel like God's leading you to give something extra, you can always write a check. Just drop it in the back. But can we have a few people come up and let's just pray? Because they are in a battle. I mean, I look at that campus we've been praying for 9 years, and I'm just like, that is a task, but it's doable through Him. Amen. So if, yes, both of you guys can come and just stand right here. If some of our leaders, if you guys can come up, or whoever feels like God's calling them to, you just want to be able to lay hands and pray, I want to invite anybody up here. If you got kids, grandkids, whomever that are on Chico State and you want to see God do something, then I want to encourage you to come and pray for this couple, because let me be sure, the enemy will bring attacks against them. The enemy will try to bring them down, but you know what? As they have a prayer support around them, then we know who's victorious. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord.